Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Hi, guys. How are you all today? So, today I wanted to talk to you about something I know that a lot of y'all don't necessarily take into consideration. You may be doing it and not realize you're doing it, or you may not be doing it and have no idea of how important this is for your business. And what I'm talking about is your standard operating procedures. Yeah, guys. So when you're starting a business, right, I know like the knee-jerk reaction as usual is start a Facebook page, start an Instagram feed, start to run some ads and all those great things, right? Even put up a website or whatever. But when you are creating the business, one of the things that you have to take into consideration is your standard operating procedures. And let me explain what that means. And you should have a few standard operating procedures, right? Because you have different things happening in your business at the same time. So your standard operating procedures will mean, like, if somebody messages you on Facebook for about an order, about a service or a product or something that you're selling, what is the standard thing that you do? Is it that they get an automatic message from you, and from that message, once they respond, what happens next? So what your standard operating procedure is really about is the sequence of things that will happen in your business once it is triggered by something. So that trigger could be somebody asking a question, that trigger could be somebody sending an email, that trigger could be somebody getting on a phone call with you for a consultation. What are the standard operating procedures? And the reason you want this is as your business expands, you should be able to share those standard operating procedures with anybody who comes into the business, and it should run smoothly. It also helps you to automate some of your processes so that you can free up some of your time. So if you have a landing page, you have a program going on, you created a landing page and you have the buy now button, and they click on the buy now button, do they automatically go to your email list in a particular segment, and then do they get an automatic email telling them about the program, and, you know, giving them, and then do they get like additional emails leading up to the program? What is the standard operating procedure? So it also is important, for example, if you are hiring people, if you have staff even, what is the standard operating procedure for you to start to look for staff? When staff comes into your establishment, what are the things that has to happen? This will also kind of help you measure your progress, measure what is working and what is not working. And a lot of this happens in the back end of your business, right? Because we spend a lot of time focusing on the look and the feel and, you know, that front end part of the business. But if the back end of your business is not set up properly, right, you're going to have a lot of people complaining, you're going to have a lot of loopholes, you're going to be leaving a lot of money on the table, you're going to be missing a lot of potential clients because you don't have a follow-up plan, you don't have an automated message, you don't have a sequence of getting them from A to B, right? So when you start to think about your standard operating procedures, you want to think about all the different ways that your audience usually touches you, right? If they message you on Instagram, right, what happens? If they message you on Facebook, what happens? If they get on a phone call with you, what happens? If they land on your landing page, what happens? What is that logical sequence? And guys, I really would encourage you to write it out so it becomes much clearer to you. And if you're now implementing it, test it out with somebody in your team, or test it out with a client if you're comfortable doing that, but test it out to make sure that it runs really smoothly, because it really will help you save money, save time, and save resources. And, you know, you would not lose money, because
a lot of times, because you don't follow up with somebody who may have sent you a DM, or you don't respond to somebody who left a message underneath your post, you could be leaving money on the table. That could have been a potential client who was willing to pay you. And because you did not have a procedure, like a standard procedure of how you follow up, what is the next step that the person takes after they've asked you a question, you could be losing money, right? A lot of times you're spending too much time doing one or two things, right? So you want to create those standard operating procedures in your business so that your business runs smoothly, so that you guarantee to get your money, right? And that as your business grows, the process doesn't become more complicated. And if you have to bring people into your team as well, you already have these standard procedures so that you can just share these procedures with them and they can take off from there, right? And even when you have to decide, like, how am I working with a client? What is the standard procedure? Do I get on a call with them? Do I then send them a contract? Do I then send them an invoice? When the invoice is sent and when the invoice is paid, then how soon do I start the job? And then how soon do I deliver? Then how soon do I follow up and ask for a testimonial or review? You know what? That is a whole procedure in itself. And you have to be very clear about what that looks like for each of your products or your services or whatever it is that you're selling to your ideal clients, right? So when you're setting up your business, guys, I know this is one of the things that a lot of us tend to just neglect. We don't think that this is very, very important, or we may be doing it without really realizing that we're doing it, but it's not running as seamlessly or as smooth as it can, because we have so many tools and stuff out there that we can use, right? So utilize those tools that will help you, make sure that those operating procedures are running and that they are helping your business grow, and they're helping you to be the best version of yourself that you need to be, right? So your standard operating procedures, guys. How many of you have standard operating procedures, or how many of you have it? Not realize you have it, as I've said it, but you know that certain parts of it needs to run a little smoother in order for you to get the results that you want, the real results that you want, because money is still slipping through the cracks and clients are still slipping through the cracks, orders are still slipping through the cracks and all that kind of thing, right? So your standard operating procedures, that is our message for today.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast, and remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.